First, when you think about the setting of a classic noir story, cities like New York or Los Angeles might come to mind. But in a new collection of short fiction, Milwaukee takes center stage. It brings together 14 authors with ties to Milwaukee, and their stories touch on issues like race, policing, industrial decay, and even Summerfest. Tim Hennessy is a writer and bookseller who lives in Milwaukee. He's the editor of Milwaukee Noir, which comes out tomorrow. There's an opening event tomorrow, a launch event at Boswell Books at 7 o'clock. Tim will also be in Madison on Wednesday night at the Mystery to Me Bookshop. Tim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, this is the latest in a series of noir collections based in different cities around the world, everywhere from Phoenix to Dublin. Why do you think Milwaukee is a good fit for this noir treatment?
Well, Milwaukee is, I mean, we're an area that was an industrial center, and it was upended by globalization. We have a rich background and history of having immigration, this being a hub for it, and the economic instability that happened once a lot of jobs were lost in the area really changed the city and changed families. And so a lot of the ideals that we had, a lot of the concepts of family and job stability really changed, and instead of having wealth, a lot of trauma was really passed from generation to generation. So it really ends up becoming all those different elements really end up helping a really great fodder for drama, unfortunately not great for a city.
And when I think of good noir in books or movies or TV shows, it's usually a combination of, you know, looking at the bad stuff and the dark side and off the, you know, not just the tourist destinations, but it also comes from a place of love for a city and hope for it, despite the bad stuff, that there's still something good there. Is that something you see coming through the stories in Milwaukee Noir?
Absolutely. Everybody that I look to have contribute has a background, either living in the city currently or having worked or lived in the city at one point. And so they've all gotten a chance to experience what it's like to be here on a daily basis. And I think anyone who lives in Milwaukee kind of has that mixed feeling. There's a lot of really wonderful qualities about Milwaukee, but we also have a lot of struggles that we've continued to fail to address and have made some progress on, but it's never quite what we'd all hope for. And really, that's kind of a noir sentiment, if anything, or really the kind of resilience that I think Milwaukee has always prided itself on has always been a great current in crime fiction.
And the idea of noir literature or movies might bring to mind the tough-talking detective or the femme fatale. That's not what this is about, though. How does noir play out in this? And I know it's different from story to story, but how does it play out in the 14 stories here?
The stories all basically have more of a character-based on-the-street point of view. We don't have any procedurals. We don't have really any perspectives from authority figures so much. One story does. But it's all people who really are a part of the community and how they experience life and the struggles and the conflicts that happen on a daily basis. Those are all parts of the stories, and the different communities are reflected in them.
Talking to Tim Hennessy, writer and bookseller and editor of the new book, Milwaukee Noir. It actually comes out tomorrow. Tim, in a way, this must have been pretty fun for you, trying to round up this crew of people with Milwaukee ties, some household names, some up-and-coming writers or people from other backgrounds. Talk about your role in getting this together.
Oh, sure. It was thrilling. I work as a bookseller, and I've worked as a book reviewer for a number of years, and I've been a reader since I was a kid. So getting to actually put together a book has always been a dream of mine, and to actually do it, especially with Akashic, is just something I never imagined was possible. I've been a big fan of this series since it started, and I had never imagined that I would be somebody who would be actually editing one. But working in a bookstore really lent itself well to finding people, because a lot of times I would be shelving or talking with customers or talking with my coworkers, and they'd have a suggestion about somebody they loved or somebody they might know. And also with some of the journalism I've done, I've gotten to meet a number of people in the mystery community in the area. So that really gave me a lot of different angles to look at how to present the city.
Name a few names. Talk about some of the authors you got to work with on this.
Sure. Jane Hamilton is in it. She's somebody certainly that we don't think of when we think of crime fiction, but she was somebody who was really eager to try her hand at something cool, completely outside of her norm. Nick Petrie, Valerie Lakin. Reed Fail Coleman is somebody who lived here very briefly and has a real fondness for Milwaukee and was really excited to get a chance to not just write this story about Summerfest, but also to tell me about his time here. Because from the time I've known him, he'd always kind of teased about what it was like when he was here. Which we also have Derek Harrell, Christy Clancy, and James Causey, and Larry Watson, and Nick Petrie.
And the book starts off with a map of neighborhoods of Milwaukee, and then I think each of the stories takes place in a different neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the key to each of the Kashuk series, is they not just want to get a chance to highlight a city, but they really want to focus on neighborhoods and what makes each neighborhood distinct and adds flavor to a city. And that's something Milwaukee has an abundance of, as many large cities do.
Now, race and segregation, of course, are issues that Milwaukee grapples with in some ways more than most cities. It plays a role in some of the stories in the book. How do the authors in the book tackle issues of race and segregation?
They presented a real apathetic side, or not apathetic, epistetic, or a very empathetic approach to the stories. All of them really looked at not just how it was affecting the main characters, but also kind of the neighborhoods. And it really showed how it's a conflict that has grown and has multifacets, and there are more. And I wanted, especially since race is such a struggle for the city to progress beyond, I wanted to make sure if we had the potential to possibly look at it from multiple angles.
And you talk about in your introduction of the book that you love Milwaukee's lack of pretension. Could you talk about how that shows up in these stories?
Yeah, Milwaukee is always, the thing I've always loved about it is if you tell them that you want to write, people here kind of look at you like, so what? I like, you know, I have hobbies too. And that's kind of a wonderful quality and to be a writer with, because you really don't approach it with, you know, any preciousness. And the stories themselves, they have that perspective too. They have a lot of the characters, their ambitions are often to get from day to day and sometimes just to resolve the conflicts within their daily lives more than maybe grander things. And Milwaukee has that lack of pretension.
And you also write that there's a fact about Milwaukee that's often overlooked by people not from the area, maybe even people from Milwaukee. It has a strong creative tradition.
It does. There are a number of people who both live here as well as who've moved away. And even people who, Milwaukee is always a place nationally as well as worldwide that people really hold a fondness for. And it's that quality that I really wanted to tap into and find people who both lived from the area, who live in the area, as well as were outside of it, who could write to what that feeling was like so that people outside could get a sense of what makes Milwaukee a special place.
Now, the stories you've collected, the authors you've collected, give us a tour of Milwaukee, sometimes not the most pleasant face of the city, but hopefully an honest face of it. What do you hope that a reader takes away from it after the book opens and they get their hands on it and go through the stories?
I really hope that people who read it get a sense of what the community is like and what the city's like, as well as get a chance to see what kind of talents we have here. We're usually not the people to toot our own horns, and getting a chance to really put together the first collection of fiction that solely is based around Milwaukee authors was thrilling to me. As a kid, that was something I really wanted to have. I always grew up looking to see representation of Milwaukee. So for me to be able to do something like that, and hopefully there are other people who, whether their neighborhoods or their experiences were represented, maybe that will be the creative challenge for them to go forward and think of themselves and their experience in a new way to hopefully lend themselves to their works.
In our last few minutes, or moments, I should say, Tim, do you have the taste for this now? Do you want to do another collection, maybe on another theme, but set orbiting around Milwaukee?
Absolutely. I mean, my own work, I definitely have always leaned more towards looking at locations, especially in Wisconsin and Milwaukee specifically, because it's really not something that people know about. And when it's a location that you don't know much about, it's always a little more exotic. But I would certainly love to do more projects like this.
Tim, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us in our Milwaukee studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That's Tim Hennessy, editor of the short story collection Milwaukee Noir. He'll be joining some of the authors from the book at a launch event that's tomorrow in Milwaukee. It's 7 o'clock at night at Boswell Books. He'll be in Madison on Wednesday night for a release at the Mystery to Me bookshop.